Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Living faster than ever before and enjoying life less? Millions of people are like that, living in a pressure cooker environment, packing more and more into less and less time, and liking it less every day. Whatever makes life worth living, the leisure walk through the woods, the time to sit and play with your baby, a candlelight meal with your husband, time to read and reflect, all are swallowed up by the monster of doing more and more in less and less time. How much is enough? Take inventory for a few moments. A recently published book is a commentary on our busy lives. It's titled, 30-Second Bedtime Stories for Parents Who Don't Have Time. Or check out the self-help section in your local bookstore. Count the number of books that include the one-minute term in the title, like one-minute devotional thoughts for executives on the go, and so forth. James Gleick, author of Faster, The Acceleration of Everything, contends that we speed up because we can. Because doing more and more in less time gives you a visceral, adrenaline-like rush that makes you feel like you've had several cups of cappuccino. He says we rush so that we won't be left behind. If you're not out there making your quota, covering your bases, you can be replaced in a soft job market where those who are in the slow lane are sent to the back of the line permanently. Let's face it. Today, almost everything is accelerating. How fast you drive or fly, how much you're able to do, how many responsibilities you bear, and how far you hit the ball. Take almost any given industry, field, or sport, and the records which were established even a generation ago have been broken and broken and broken yet again. I am not altogether convinced that the ability to do more and more in less and less time results in more lasting achievements, more great books and ideas, and more gold in the pan of life at the end of the dredging. Slowing down may result in your actually accomplishing more that is lasting and worthwhile, to say nothing of being a better mom or dad, a more relaxed friend, and someone whom the Spirit of God can direct and use. There are some decisions which only you can make, and that includes when to say no, what you can do and what you can't do, and when to refuse to take on even one more activity which takes you away from your family. Prioritizing your goals is something which means you have to place value on certain things. You realize the tyranny of the urgent is an enemy that keeps you from being in charge. The reality is that merely doing good is the enemy of the best in life. And without taking charge of your life, you're going to be on the downhill run, panting harder and harder, ending up more weary at the end of the day. No wonder the Bible says, "Teach us to number our days aright that we may gain a heart of wisdom." The reality is, there is only so much sand in the hourglass of time. There's no going back, no replay to see your child take his first step because you weren't there. No second chances to be at your son's game or to hold your wife's hand and celebrate your anniversary. Wisely, a brother prayed, "Slow me down, Lord, slow me down. Ease the beating of my heart and the frustration of not getting things done. Help me to know what the main thing is, and to keep the main thing the main thing." He was right. As the psalmist said, God teaches to number our days aright.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.